Hi, listeners. Stories have so much power, and so does whoever controls the narrative. It is time that we dissect and analyze these stories. I am Vipul, and this is Woke Tales. Hi everyone. Most people, when they hear about Norse mythology and folklore, they think of Thor, Odin, and Loki. But Norwegian mythology and folklore is far more than Norse gods. There's many rural tales of trolls and their antics. I've selected one of those tales for today's episode. The Old Dame and Her Hen, originally titled The Hen is Tripping in the Mountain. Once upon a time, there was an old widow who lived at the base of a large hill and some mountains with her three daughters and a single hen as her only livestock. But one morning, the widow awoke to find that the hen was missing. So she sent her eldest daughter to search for the hen on the hill behind their home. The girl searched all over the hill with vigor from the very top to the very bottom and all around its base. And she was about to give up and head home, though she dreaded the thought of returning empty-handed, when she began to hear an almost taunting voice coming from a crack between two rocks. Your hen trips inside the hill, inside the hill, inside the hill, inside the hill, inside the hill. It chanted repeatedly, and the girl stepped closer to investigate, thinking that maybe there was something she had missed, when she fell through the trapdoor and found herself inside the hill. She was shocked, but she could still hear the voice. So the girl wandered through chambers, each looking more intricate than the last. Before the final grand chamber, she found herself staring face to face with a hideous, disgusting troll. The troll was pleased that his trick worked, and he asked the girl to become his wife. However, when she declined, he became blinded by rage and wrung her head off. By now, the old widow was very worried that the eldest daughter had not returned, and so she asked her middle daughter to go and retrieve her sister and possibly find the hen as well. But when she also didn't return, for she too had met the same fate, the old widow was forced to now send out her youngest daughter, now just wanting her daughters to come back home. And the youngest daughter did fall the chute just like her siblings. However, she was far more curious than they had been, and she explored each chamber thoroughly before proceeding. And in one room, she found a hatch that led to what she assumed as a cellar, and inside, she found the bodies of her dead sisters. It did not take her long to figure out what had happened to them, so when the troll asked her to become his wife, she pretended to be overjoyed and accepted without wasting time. And although the troll made sure she was comfortable, retrieved her the finest clothes, and answered her every desire, she wasn't allowed to go back home. One day she spoke up that she was worried that her mother must be worried about her and her sisters, and that she must be hungry and thirsty since no one was there to attend her and her hen was gone as well. The troll refused to let her leave, but he did permit her to fill a sack up with whatever food she wished and he would deliver it to her mother. So the girl prepared a sack. However, she filled most of it with gold and silver that the troll had mined, and put enough food on top to hide it, and forbade him to look inside along the way. After a while, his load felt so heavy he was tempted to look, but she shouted after him that she saw what he was doing, which was enough to make him not look and continue on his way. The very next day, a billy goat happened to have been grazing on the hill and accidentally fell through the trapdoor that the sisters had fallen through. But the poor creature didn't last long before the troll declared it a shaggy beast and wrung the head off it. The girl was shocked by the sight, but when she expressed her sadness and complained that the animal could have kept her company whenever he was delivering food to her mother or mining, the troll shocked her once more, for he reached for a crock from the wall and smeared it on the goat's neck so the head would connect to it. And soon the billy goat was alive as if nothing had ever happened. With that knowledge, the girl knew she simply had to wait now. And so one day, when the troll was away, the girl used the croc just as he had and managed to bring her eldest sister back to life. She didn't give her sister much time to talk though, for she hurried her into an empty sack and quickly camouflaged her with bread, apples, and other items of food on top. She had finished just as the troll arrived, and she asked him to take it to her mother, just as always. And he thought nothing of it, but since it was heavy, he almost dared to take a peek. However, the elder sister exclaimed that she could see him, and her voice was so similar to her sister's that the troll thought that it was the youngest sister instead. The next day, the girl did the same thing, but with the other sister. However, the sack was heavier thanks to the girl sneaking in gold and silver as well. And when the troll tried to look, the middle sister exclaimed that she could see him, and her voice was also similar to her sister's, that the troll thought it was the youngest sister instead. Now that her sisters were safe and back with their mother, and with quite a bit of food and wealth as well, the girl knew that she needed to focus on making her own plan of escape. She feigned sickness, and before he left for a day of mining and gathering, she asked him not to come back before at least midnight, for she would not be able to have dinner ready before then, thanks to her illness, and the troll agreed. As soon as he was gone, she got to work, making a dummy of herself, stuffing some of the clothes he had given her with straws until they were plump and could stand. And she had a figure lean against the hearth so it appeared as if the dummy was stirring something in a pot. Once that was done, she immediately fled and ran back home. As soon as she got back to her mother and sisters, she asked for a nearby sharpshooter to stay with them for the night, for she knew the troll would come. Sure enough, the troll came as irritable as ever, starving due to having to wait so long for dinner, and when the dummy did not reply, he lashed out and soon became enraged when he saw that it was a straw dummy and then found the sisters were not in the cellar. He knew where they lived and stormed towards their home. However, the sharpshooters easily scared him off. By then, the sun was rising, and the troll arrived at his hut just as the sun rose above the horizon, and the sunlight caused him to shatter into tiny bits. The end. Hope you all enjoyed the story. I personally loved the independence of the sisters and the fact that they show that you can have a good story without having someone fall in love in the end. Also, so many female characters, mom, three daughters, and the hen, amazing. However, it does bother me just a bit that the title includes the hen, and while the hen is mentioned several times, we never actually see it, and in the end, the hen is never found or returned. In fact, we never actually know whether the troll actually had the hen or was just pretending to have it to lure the sisters into his home. Judging by how he reacted violently to the billy goat though, strangling it before even it did anything, we can probably safely assume that the hen most likely fell through the trapdoor and the troll killed it only shortly before this elder sister arrived, probably explaining why he knew she was looking for the hen. Of course, we never really would have gotten this story without the hen going missing either, but it is interesting how it never is returned. So trolls fall into two categories. There's trolls of the mountain and forest, and the trolls of the caves. The trolls of the mountain and forest are usually seen as large, brutish creatures and are closely connected with nature. They're able to uproot trees to use as clubs and also control the weather. Unlike their forest-dwelling siblings, the troll of the caves live out of sight. They're not generally friendly to humans. Trolls appeared more and more in stories about Saint Olaf and his encounters with trolls when Norway went through Christianization. He was one of the main reasons why trolls, later on, were portrayed as evil-minded creatures that hate Christians and everything related to them, a symbolic reference to the history of pagan traditions in Norway. And talking about trolls, it is interesting how the story has a hideous and disgusting troll as a villain. Somehow, the physical appearance always has a way of getting into personality traits of the character. Physical beauty and ableism are big parts of folktale that not only they become a way to accentuate a character's moral virtues or other positive traits, but also signifies evildoers or further ostracizes the marginalized. Physical looks become a metaphor instead of a lived reality in fairy tales. And this metaphor is so prevalent in narratives that it becomes practically impossible to find any story where a not-so-good-looking or a disabled person can find a happily ever after without that part of their life being eradicated. Don't judge by appearances is a good lesson, but it's unfortunate that the fairy tales draw a connection between beauty and virtue in the first place. Despite the exceptions to the rule, they still create an association between beauty and good behavior that children wouldn't have had otherwise. Having said that, another symbolism I observed was the troll in Blind Rage wrung the head off of sisters when they declined to marry him. Hashtag toxic masculinity. You hear so many instances where men cannot handle rejection, and this doesn't seem much different. The reason behind that can be dependent on so many factors, but no means no, period. Lastly, I'm so glad that the youngest sister was resourceful and managed to get everyone back home. Well, except the hen. On that note, bye for now. Let me know your thoughts on the story and our discussion by emailing me on woketalespodcast@gmail.com or through social media at woketalespodcast on Instagram and woketalespod on Twitter. And please rate, review, and like Woketales Podcast, and don't forget to subscribe so you can easily access our weekly stories. If you have any story recommendations or if you want to come dissect and analyze a story with me, give me a shout out on email or social media. Because whatever you do, keep dissecting and keep analyzing.